I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. One more marathon story for you today. This one took place in Pyongyang earlier this month. Apparently, the North Korean government hosts a marathon in the capital every year. And this year, Beijing-based journalist Alec Ash wanted to find out what it's all about.
By running this marathon, you get to see more of the city of Pyongyang at a more leisurely pace at 10 kilometers an hour.
So he signed up.
So the race begins in the May Day Stadium, which is the largest stadium in the world, and it's where they hold their mass games every year. And then we do four laps for the full marathon around the city, past these Stalinist monuments, the Friendship Tower, the Arch of Triumph, bronze statues of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il raising their arms, before it finally takes us home with a victory lap around that stadium, while about 100,000 North Koreans look and cheer on.
Of course, it's Marathon Day here in Boston, and it's a big tradition for people to stand along the route and cheer the runners on. Did you experience that in Pyongyang as well?
I sure did, and that was what I enjoyed most about the experience, those glimpses into the everyday lives of North Koreans around me. So along the streets we were running through, they were lined by kids who were sucking on sweets, blowing bubble gum, getting excited, giving high fives to the runners. There were grannies who were waving at us, giving us the thumbs up. We saw residents hanging out their laundry or waving from their balconies, as well as passing by the occasional army squadron doing their drills or cheerleaders doing a routine looking rather miserable.
Were there any do's and don'ts in terms of taking part in this marathon, you know, taking photos or talking to locals, anything like that?
There sure were. Photos were a sore point. We were instructed not to take any photos of construction sites because apparently those are run by the military. We were also told not to take any photos on the race itself, but that was pretty roundly ignored. Whereas the tour itself was very regimented, the marathon felt more like organized chaos, and everyone was taking their iPhones out and taking photos of kids by the wayside. Another restriction we were given was that the kit we were wearing on the run shouldn't display any large logos or any flags. It would be very embarrassing for them if there was a large American flag or other national flag on one of the runners. And the most worrying restriction for me was that there was a four-hour cutoff for the marathon itself. And if you didn't complete a marathon, 42 kilometers in 4 hours, you wouldn't get to finish. And for an amateur runner like myself, that was a bit of a challenge.
But you made it.
I just made it a little over 4 hours, and I was one of the last people to get into the stadium before they closed the gates.
What do you think this marathon represents for the North Korean government?
I think it represents a lot. It's a symbol of this rather paradoxical country, which is both very much shuttering in from the world and also trying to show off to the rest of the world and trying to show the world that it can welcome foreigners in and it can put on such a big show and such an international event. Also, sporting achievement has always been hugely important to the North Korean people. They're big football fans, soccer that is, and gymnastics is very important to them as well. So for them to run this marathon and put on this marathon is, as my guide told me, a symbol of their revolutionary spirit.
Alec Ash is a journalist in Beijing. He ran the Pyongyang Marathon earlier this month. Thanks, Alec.
Thank you very much, Carol.